What's interesting about it is the very doctrines that we're embracing should set us free to rest as we strive to teach our family members these things. Mm-hmm. I mean, God's sovereign over this, right? So we can rest and present the truth and watch the Lord work.
From Walking in Grace, this is the Straight Truth Podcast, Christian truths in an increasingly secular world.
Well, welcome again to the Straight Truth Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Philpott, and as always, we're glad you've joined us for this episode. Now, we would really love to hear from you. So if you would like to make an observation or ask us a question, just leave that in the comments section below this video. Now, remember, Straight Truth is a listener-supported podcast. And if you would like to learn how to help us produce this podcast, go to our website, straighttruth.net. Also on the website, you can find links to all of our social media channels like Facebook and Twitter. So be sure to subscribe to one of those and go to the podcast section of iTunes and leave us a review. Well, Pastor, our next question is a listener question from Molly, and she says this. What are some passages you would refer to or questions you would ask to engage Arminian relatives, those holding to Arminian theology, I guess, in a conversation about the doctrines of grace? I recently listened to an interview with Kevin DeYoung where he related that when he first came to believe these doctrines, he would typically go straight to Romans 9 and drop the hammer on his Arminian acquaintances. She says, I'm eager for my own family to know and believe these truths and to love and to submit to them as the word of God, but I'm afraid that my zeal over the truth of these new convictions will be more of a deterrent than anything else. What sort of advice would you offer to Molly?
Well, I can identify with it. I think every one of us who have come to embrace those doctrines certainly know the desire for the people we love to see these things and embrace these things for the glory of God. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what drives our desires, is we want God to be God in their minds and hearts as he should be based upon what he's revealed in his word. What's interesting, though, and again, as I said, I can identify with the frustration level at times. What's interesting about it is the very doctrines that we're embracing should set us free to rest as we strive to teach our family members these things. Mm-hmm. I mean, God's sovereign over this, right? So we can rest and present the truth and watch the Lord work. I would think about it more, instead of information, I would think about enrichment. So if we can explain to our loved ones how these doctrines have enriched our lives, if we talk about these things in a more personal way, if we talk about these things in a way that better expresses the blessing that we've received through the knowledge in a very conversational way. You know, some of the things I've been learning lately at church have really enriched my appreciation for salvation. Oh, well, what are some of those things? You know, well, learning that God loved me before I was ever born. I mean, to be able to talk about these things in a personal, conversational way, instead of just dropping, as Kevin DeYoung talked about, you know,
drop the hammer.
Dropping the hammer out of Romans 9. That helps.
Yeah. I heard Doug Wilson say one time about his dad taught him to always win the man, not the argument. And maybe that applies here to this. You love your family, right? Win them over with what you said. You know, the beauty of these things.
That's exactly
not
right.
Not to try to beat them over the head with an argument.
And they're going
to
watch your life. You know, Spurgeon talked about these doctrines like a preservative. They don't just inform us about what is right. They actually protect us against some wrong thinking. And so as your life demonstrates a stability that's found in these doctrines, as your life, I think especially about going through hardship and trial, and your family is able to see the peace and the rest and the trust that you know because you know God is sovereign in all things, not just salvation, those sorts of life experiences will open the door down the road to even more explanation for why your life is as it is. So I would say, remembering the doctrines themselves, God is sovereign, then I can share the truth in a conversational way, in a personal way, in a way that emphasizes the blessing, the beauty found in these doctrines. And I can trust the Lord to change the hearts of my loved ones. I don't have to change them.
Thanks again for joining us for this episode of the Straight Truth Podcast. Now, if you have a question or you would like to contribute to the discussion on this topic, leave that in the comments section below this video. Now, Straight Truth is a production of Walking in Grace Ministries, the preaching and teaching ministry of Pastor Richard Caldwell. For more information, go to walkingingrace.org.